Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, here's a question for you. What is bullying? And do you think bullying is a big problem in schools? Well, today we have a very interesting lesson that is going to talk about the topic of bullying. Today's lesson is called Bullying. Imagine that. And the question that I would like you to try to answer throughout today's lesson is, how big of a problem is bullying? How big of a problem is bullying? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's begin. So follow me.
Bullying. What you can do about a big problem. Many people think of bullying as one child pushing or hitting another, but bullying is not only physical. When I was in junior high, the girls in my class would mock me or ask questions designed to embarrass me. Once, a girl looked at me and announced loudly, "I don't want to sit next to her." Their comments didn't hurt me physically, but they did make me miserable. Bullying is a widespread problem in schools, and some adults even have to deal with it at work. But anyone can take action to stop it.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 mock 这个动词。mock 是指嘲笑或嘲弄。例如 ，Tina was mocked by her classmates when she was little because she was overweight. Tina 小时候因为过胖，常常被同学嘲笑。mock 也指因为要取笑对方而模仿他。例如 ，the mean kids mocked the little girl's limp whenever she walked by.当这个跛脚的小女孩经过时，那些残忍的小孩都会模仿她一跛一跛的样子。继续我们看的是 miserable 这个形容词 ,M-I-S-E-R 这个字根有可怜的意思，所以 miserable 是指悲惨的或可怜的。例如 ,Mark's just a miserable old man who lives by himself. Mark 只是一个可怜的独居老人，或者是 the couple live in a tiny miserable apartment. 这对夫妻住在一个又小又惨淡的公寓里 ，miserable 也可以指少的可怜的。例如 ，Nancy can't support her kids on her miserable wages. Nancy 少的可怜的薪水没有办法养孩子。
Hello there, everybody. Today we have a very interesting topic. Actually, I think it's a very important topic.
Rebecca, no. Rebecca, that was really silly what you just said.
Gabe, what's your problem?
No, I think that you need to rethink everything in your life.
Can you stop bullying me, please?
You think I'm bullying you?
Yes, I do feel like you're bullying me. I'm just trying to introduce today's lesson, and you're just saying things that are really just
Rebecca,
not important.
I'm really sorry. If I knew that was bullying, I wouldn't have done it.
Well, I think a lot of people don't necessarily realize when they're bullying.
Yeah, maybe you're right about that. Maybe bullying is a bigger problem than I thought.
Well, according to our lesson, bullying is a widespread problem, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. But what exactly is bullying?
Okay, well, in our lesson, we start with the question, what can you do about a big problem? Or what you can do about a big problem? That is the question. And we're going to learn several things over the next couple of days. But first of all, many people think of bullying as one child pushing or hitting another.
Right. And that's typically what I think of as well when I think of bullying. Maybe people on a school bus taking another kid's backpack or taking stuff out of the backpack.
That wasn't very nice.
No, it wasn't. That was bullying.
Did you see those guys bullying that kid in the front on the school bus?
Right. And it wasn't very nice.
No, it's not very nice. So this is This is the idea that a lot of people get in their minds, is that it's something physical, right? But there's something from this sentence. Many people think of bullying as one child pushing or hitting another. Is this a phrase that we can learn from?
This is a phrase that we'd like to talk about. And you can use this phrase when you want to share with someone how you see someone or something.
Right. For example, Rebecca thinks of mornings as a time to spend with God. I think of mornings as an interruption to precious sleep.
Oh, that's a great example, Gabe, or two great examples. And yes, I do think of the mornings as precious time that I can spend with Jesus or with God. So great. And of course, in our lesson, it says many people think of bullying as one child pushing or hitting another, but bullying is not only physical. And our author says, when I was in junior high, the girls in my class would mock me or ask questions designed to embarrass me.
That's not very nice. So this is an example of bullying that is not physical, as you could see in the bus situation, but maybe it was more emotional, or maybe, as we read here, the questions were designed to embarrass our author, okay? So once, a girl looked at me and announced loudly, I don't want to sit next to her. Well, that's not a very nice feeling if someone says they don't want to sit next to you.
Of course not. And that's another form of bullying. And, of course, we continue on. Their comments didn't hurt me physically, but they did make me feel miserable. I mean, who wants to be sitting somewhere and then have someone else come along and say, I don't want to sit next to that person.
Yeah.
I don't want that person on my team. No, I don't want to be near that person.
Kind of reminds me of that scene from Forrest Gump, right? Where he's getting on the bus and nobody wants to let him sit next to them. Everyone says, the seat's taken. Except for Jenny, who says, you can sit here if you want. But something interesting about this, when the girl said, I don't want to sit next to her, she didn't just say it quietly. She announced it loudly, and that made it even more embarrassing.
Exactly. So how big of a problem is bullying? We find out in the next sentence. Bullying is a widespread problem in schools, and some adults even have to deal with it at work. Let's take a look at that word widespread. If something is widespread, that means that it's existing or happening in a great amount or it's affecting a lot of people.
That's right. For example, the belief that wet hair will give you a cold is a widespread belief in this country. Many people believe that wet hair will give you a cold. And we read here, bullying is a widespread problem in schools. That means it's not just a problem in one school or in one classroom. It happens a lot. And some adults have to deal with it at work. What does it mean to deal with something?
If you deal with something, that just means that you're thinking of a very effective way to solve this problem. Or it's something, maybe it's a problem that you have to face.
That's right. But we read on here, but anyone can take action to stop it. And when you take action to do something, that means you are doing something about it. You're not just sitting there and ignoring the problem.
Exactly. Well, right now, it's time for us to learn something new in the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud.
Ken, when I was growing up, my parents taught me to be kind to people.
Well, it is important to treat others nicely. Unfortunately, people aren't always nice to each other. And when someone isn't nice to you, it's fairly natural to want to respond in a similar way.
Right. We might get angry and yell at the person or try to think of some way to get them back for hurting us. Or we might even pass our anger to someone else and yell at a family member, even though they didn't cause our frustration.
Now, instead of getting angry or thinking of revenge, which is the natural thing to do, we can follow the advice of a great idiom. Kill someone with kindness.
Now, this doesn't mean to actually kill or murder someone. That would be terrible. To kill someone with kindness means to be nice to someone who doesn't like you or treats you unfairly.
Right. The idea is that if you are nice to that person, even when they're mean to you, they will feel guilty for hurting a nice person, or that they'll be so confused by your behavior that they will leave you alone.
Right. Because when someone is being mean, they expect a certain reaction from whoever they are being mean to, whether it's angry yelling or crying or something else. So, next time you encounter someone who is mean or doesn't like you, try killing them with kindness.
Kill 在英文除了指谋杀、杀害，还有一些其他的含义。如果某人在耍宝或做出一些夸张的举动，让你无法应付，你就可以对他说 ：“You are killing me。”我真的被你打败。虽然字面上是说他在杀你，其实你是被他逗得很开心。同样的 ，kill someone with kindness 也不是杀人，而是用善意打败某人。当别人欺负你的时候，我们会想要反击，那是很自然的反应。但如果你用 kindness 回应他，往往会让对方招架不住。下次当别人恶意的对你做一些事情，你可以试着 kill them with kindness， 你的好很可能会让他受不了，知难而退。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about bullying. Have you ever been bullied? Or have you ever bullied anyone else? Well, we've already learned that bullying is a widespread problem that needs to be stopped.So let's say that you are being bullied. What can you do? What action can you take? Let's find out now.
Bullying. Be kind. You may not think of yourself as a bully, but do you make jokes at others' expense?If the other person isn't laughing, your words or actions may hurt more than you think. Many bullies were once victims of bullying or faced other difficult experiences and now bully others to feel powerful. If that's you, don't respond by hurting others, but overcome your pain by treating others well.Being kind despite your experiences will make you truly powerful.
All right, 接下来我们看 bully 这个字 bully 当动词时是指霸凌或者是欺负他人。注意它的过去式还有过去分词都是要去掉字尾的 y 加上 ied。但是现在分词是保留 y 后面直接加上 ing 例如 John got bullied a lot at school because he couldn't speak English John 以前因为不会讲英语所以在学校常被欺负或者是 The gangster keeps bullying this boy into giving him money 这个帮派分子一直逼迫这个小男孩给他钱 Bully 也可以当名词例如 The bullies were expelled from school 那些恶霸被学校退学了最后我们看的是 at others' expense 这个惯用语 expense 在这里是指代价或牺牲所以 at others' expense 是指牺牲或损害某人来做某件事也有捉弄或戏弄某人或拿某人开心的意思例如 Irene isn't happy about how her brother always makes jokes at her expense Irene 因为哥哥常常拿她开玩笑而感到不满或者是 everyone in class had a good laugh at Susan's expenseExcept Susan. 班上每个人都因为消遣 Susan 而大笑除了 Susan 以外。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Well, this next section is called Be Kind. That's right. Be kind. A good reminder. Well, we read, you may not think of yourself as a bully, but do you make jokes at others' expense? That's a good question for everyone to think about. But let's talk about that phrase, at others' expense. That just means that you do something that makes someone else look silly or possibly even hurts another person.
That's right. And I usually use this phrase when I'm talking about something that actually costs money. Like, she made long-distance phone calls at the company's expense. So she used the company's phone to make long-distance calls, and she didn't pay for those calls herself. However, in our lesson, and just like Rebecca was saying, you can do something, it doesn't hurt you, but it might hurt somebody else. And so I'm sorry for earlier saying that your comments were silly, Rebecca. I think maybe I was, you know, just kind of having fun at your expense.
Yes, you were having fun at my expense. Well, that's a great example of something not to do. But I appreciate you apologizing. And, of course, I forgive you, Gabe. And so we can move on and continue talking about bullying.
Yes.
So we read, if the other person isn't laughing, your words or actions may hurt more than you think. And sometimes, even if the other person is smiling and laughing, your words still actually might be hurting the other person, but they're just trying to fit in and pretend that they're not.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Often we do laugh along and smile when others are making jokes at our expense, but we might be thinking, wait, that kind of hurt. Okay, so friends, be careful about how you make jokes. And are you doing it at someone else's expense? Or is it really a joke that they can enjoy as well?
Exactly. And we read, many bullies were once victims of bullying or faced other difficult experiences and now bully others to feel powerful. Let's take a look at that word, victim of, or to be a victim of. That just means that you are hurt or damaged or by someone or something.
That's right. So, for example, sometimes you hear about cases of maybe a husband like hurting his wife at home, right? That's called domestic violence. You could say that this person is a victim of domestic violence or a victim of domestic abuse. And I hope that doesn't happen. But that's how we would use this phrase. And in our lesson, we're talking about people who are bullies. Maybe at one time in the past, they were victims of bullying themselves.
So that is, they themselves had been bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, if you've experienced something bad like that and you haven't dealt with it, you haven't forgiven the person that bullied you, you may have a tendency to want to bully someone else to make yourself feel better.
Exactly.
That does happen. Well, let's continue. If that's you, don't respond by hurting others, but overcome your pain by treating others well. And let's talk about that word, to overcome. This just means that you defeat or succeed in controlling or dealing with something very difficult.
Perhaps you have overcome a fear. Perhaps you overcame, that is the correct word, a fear of some kind. Or for me, I overcame my hatred of cilantro, xiangcai. I used to not like eating xiangcai, but I overcame that hatred for it. Now I love xiangcai.
Well, that's a good thing because cilantro is amazing. Well, let's read the last sentence. Being kind, despite your experiences, will make you truly powerful. And you see that word, despite? This just means, well, you know, without taking notice of something else.
For example, Rebecca and I have a lot of fun. Despite the many arguments that we have, we're still good friends.
That's right. Well, right now, it's time for a challenge. It's time for the SC Challenge. Well, it's time for the SC Challenge, and here with me is Hazel.
Hi.
Hey, Hazel, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you.
You're excited for the SC Challenge?
I'm trying to be.
Of course, you will be very excited when you know the topic. Today's topic is bullying.
Bullying?
Yes, all about bullying.
Okay.
Do you think bullying is a big problem?
It is a problem.
It is a problem.
Especially if you're not the bully, but you're the one that's being bullied. Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah, that can be a big problem. Mm. Okay, well, I have a few questions for you today about the lesson.
Okay.
And let's see how well you can do.
Okay.
The first question is, how big of a problem is bullying? A, a small problem. B, a widespread problem. C, not a problem. Or D, a problem.
That would certainly be B, because bullying is a widespread problem. It's getting bigger and bigger and causing more and more trouble.
Is this your final answer?
Is that the widespread one?
Yes.
Yes, that's my final answer.
Well, that is correct.
Yay.
Good job, Hazel. You have 1 point.
All right.
Next question. Which of the following best describes bullying? A, name-calling. B, pushing others. C, yelling at another person. Or D, all of the above.
Well, let's see. I think it's A. Oh, and B.
Mm-hmm.
And C. That's all of the above. So that's D.
D, all of the above. That's correct.
Yay, I knew
good
it.
Good job.
I knew it. Good.
Well done. And last question. What is the best way to overcome your pain from bullying? A, be kind. B, fight back. C, talk back. Or D, laugh at other people.
Well, let's see. It's either A, what was A?
A is be kind.
I think that would be a good answer.
A, be kind.
Is that the correct answer?
That is the correct answer.
Yay,
good job.
That's probably the hardest answer, too. It's hard to be kind when people bully you.
It can be very difficult, but it is the best way to overcome your pain from being bullied. Well, thank you so much, Hazel, for joining us.
You're welcome, and thank you for not bullying me.
Oh, no, don't want to bully you. It can be unkind. Well, friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
So what's one thing you can do to overcome bullying?
Well, you can be kind and stop making jokes at other people's expense. And I have to say, when I see good examples of kind people like you, Rebecca, it does make me want to be kind as well.
Well, that's good news. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today, and we can't wait to see you tomorrow right here on
Studio Classroom.
Good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.